Plain language summary. Cabinet paper. Approval of the New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030. Producer's note. This document shows the logo of Ministry of Disabled People, Whakaha. On the left is a QR code and underneath the words, scan for the NZSL name. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 23rd of January 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomms.nz followed by /in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Plain language summary. Cabinet paper. Approval of the New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030. This is a summary of a cabinet paper from the Minister for Disability Issues in November 2025. The paper asked cabinet to approve the final New Zealand Disability Strategy, the strategy which will last 5 years between 2026 and 2030. It also gave an update on work to respond to the recommendations from the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Committee. Disclaimer: this summary was produced by the Ministry of Disabled People, Whakaha. More information, including the full paper and appendices, is available at aicomms.nz/6820. The final strategy can be found at aicomms.nz/4270. Summary: how the strategy was developed. The draft vision and principles for the new strategy were developed in 11 workshops with disability community groups and Tangata Whaikaha Māori, Māori disabled people. The new strategy has 5 priority outcome areas: education, employment, health, housing and justice. Working groups met between April and June 2025 and proposed the content and actions for each of the 5 priority outcome areas. Working group members were disabled people, government officials and members of the relevant sector or industry. The Ministerial Disability Leadership Group and the Minister of Justice considered the proposals from the working groups. The Ministerial Disability Leadership Group is a group of ministers to lead change for disabled people across the government's priorities. Officials then developed a draft strategy for consultation with the disability community and the public, which was approved by these ministers. Public consultation on the draft strategy. The Ministry of Disabled People consulted with the public on the draft strategy over about 6 weeks between the 19th of August and the 28th of September 2025. Around 560 responses and submissions were received, and around 900 people attended the 47 consultation sessions run by the ministry and other groups. Feedback showed many people supported the aim of the draft strategy, including the draft vision, principles and actions in the outcome areas. However, many people doubted the goals of the strategy could be achieved. Many also wanted the strategy to go further and address more of the barriers that make things hard for disabled people, such as transport. People said there are big barriers in the system, like discrimination and problems with accessibility. They also said more funding, stronger accountability, and major changes to services and systems are needed. The strongest feedback theme was that the strategy should include the Enabling Good Lives (EGL) principles. The final strategy says that EGL is an important foundation to make things better for disabled people. The final strategy includes changes based on public feedback wherever possible, while staying in line with government priorities and policies. The cabinet paper acknowledges that the strategy does not solve every issue or remove every barrier for disabled people. There is also other work happening outside the strategy that will help make progress for disabled people. The new strategy's vision, principles, and outcome areas. The vision and principles of the strategy will guide how it is delivered. They can help government, local government, non-government, and community organizations to be accessible and effective for disabled people. The vision of the strategy is, New Zealand is an equitable and accessible place for all disabled people and their whānau, where disabled people thrive, contribute, and choose the lives they want to lead. The principles of the strategy are, accessibility, self-determination, upholding equity, culture and identity, participation and inclusion, respect and dignity. The strategy also says that the Treaty of Waitangi, Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD, along with the EGL principles are important foundations. Each of the five outcome areas in the strategy has a goal, a description of what success means, why change is needed, and actions. The actions set out steps towards the goals and success measures in each outcome area. These steps can be taken over the next 5 years using current priorities and resources and form a strong base for improving outcomes for disabled people over time. There are actions on accessibility, better data about disabled people's outcomes, and building workforces that know how to support disabled people. The actions also make progress on recommendations made by the UNCRPD Committee in 2022. Cabinet previously agreed that 17 of the recommendations would be considered when developing the strategy. Of these, work is underway on 16 recommendations, 14 through actions in the strategy and 2 through other work. This means 46 of the 63 recommendations from the UNCRPD Committee are now being worked on. Implementation will start in 2026, supported by data monitoring. In 2026, the Ministry of Disabled People will work with other agencies on a plan to implement the strategy's actions. The Ministerial Disability Leadership Group will oversee how the new strategy is implemented. The Ministry of Disabled People has created a way to monitor data about the strategy. It includes key indicators and measures for the vision, principles, and each outcome area. These will be published in an online data dashboard to track how well the strategy improves outcomes for disabled people over time. Decisions made by Cabinet. On the 19th of November 2025, the Cabinet Social Outcomes Committee approved the final New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030, the strategy, for release in early December 2025. Agreed that the Ministerial Disability Leadership Group will oversee the implementation of the strategy and the Ministry of Disabled People will work with other government agencies responsible for delivering the strategy's actions. Noted that Appendix 3 to the paper gave an update on progress towards the recommendations of the UNCRPD Committee in 2022, including the recommendations considered in the development of the strategy. Invited the Minister to report back to Cabinet by March 2027 on progress towards the UNCRPD recommendations. Invited the Minister to report back to Cabinet by March 2027 on progress to implement the strategy's actions and next steps to deliver remaining actions by 2030 in consultation with the Ministerial Disability Leadership Group. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 23rd of January 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.